It's me. Ari. So today I'm trying to get back in the swing of things because I haven't done one of these in basically 3 months, I think. So I started it and then I immediately stopped. But I think that I want to start this up again because I want to have a place to vent. Not necessarily vent, but sort of like flush out some thoughts that just stay in my head and make me all nervous and anxious. And instead of doing that, maybe I can actually unload it. And it's really hard to do that when no one around you speaks English. But I figured this is a good way for me to document whatever I'm thinking at the moment. So this time I want to talk a little bit about sort of positivity and negativity. I see myself as a fairly negative person, unfortunately. And the reason that I say that is because whenever there's the possibility that something could go one way in a positive direction, or it could go in a negative way, in a less desirable way, I always immediately go into thinking that it's going to turn out negatively. It's going to turn out the bad way, no matter what I do, no matter how much it's like gonna be fine. I always panic and I'm like, this is the worst situation ever. I can't even deal with this. What is going to happen? I'm just basically gonna fucking fly off the face of the earth and die a miserable death. Now, am I being dramatic? Yes. Am I being a little crybaby bitch? Yes. And I think the reason for that is because I can't ever seem to believe that the positive could ever happen, even though it does a lot of the time. It's not like I haven't had my fair share of good things that have happened and things that have worked out for the best. It's just that for some reason, whenever I look back, I always remember times that things didn't work out and where things could always go bad, and for some reason my mind just hyperfixates on those possibilities and worries about them, and I get so much anxiety over it and I make myself so upset and I work myself up into tears often, so much so every single time, and I just cannot seem to stop. I don't know if other people are like this, but I definitely don't think that this is a normal thing. At least, maybe other people might aren't complete like bubblegum raindrops positivity people, but at least they keep a bit more of a level head about it. I, on the other hand, turn into a complete dramatic queen and can't seem to really deal with it. I just don't know. For example, while I'm here in Korea, I was placed in a location. I had a little control. I had some preferences that I made known, but I really didn't have any control over where I was placed, what school I was going to teach in, what kind of family I was going to live with. I was thrown into a situation where I had basically no control over it. They told me about the results of where I was going to be, what I was going to do, I sort of just freaked out. Even though I had very little information about anything, I just decided in my head and in my heart that this was the worst thing that could ever happen, and I freaked out and I threw a big old hissy fit, and I just felt like nothing was gonna work out because it wasn't what I had planned it to be. So that's just one scenario, but I think it does highlight something, a running theme with my negativity, is the fact that uncertainty really scares me, and like I mentioned before in my other podcast, I get very anxious over it, and I think
Maybe it's something about our previous ancestors or something, where they were just predisposed to make sure that they were aware of all the dangers around them and to plan for the worst ahead, that some people might be naturally inclined to look at the negatives and prepare for the worst situation. And I might just happen to be one of those people, but then I just take it too far. I just feel like everything is a negative. Every situation that doesn't go out perfectly is bad. And it's indicative of more bad things to come. And I really don't like that about myself. I realized that very much so this year. And I really want to change that about myself. That is not to say that I am going to try to be one of those very bubbly, positively, oh my god, everything's gonna be great Instagram, like, people who thinks that, you know, the world is going to be fine and everything's great and blah 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 blah, because I feel like that's often a person that's coming from a place of privilege, and a person that doesn't necessarily see that other people are struggling. And the fact that I feel like those people are often people who have had things go their way very often, to say the least. And I am not going to try to be like that. But I think there is merit into seeing the positive sides of things and to trying to keep your hopes up and not feel like everything's the end of the world and make things so dramatic. I don't necessarily know how to do that, but I remember one of my friends, her daily routine was to, at the end of every day, write 3 things that she was grateful for. I think that's a really good way of trying to maintain positivity about your situation and about things, and sort of being able to process that not everything's going so terribly in life. And now I'm not saying that nobody is allowed to feel negative ever. No one's allowed to ever feel negative emotions. No, it's not like that. I think that just for me personally, I have had a lot of, like, a lot of my negative emotions have taken over me and my personality and the way that I go about things. And I think that it's time for that to really come back in check, and for me to really be cognizant of those sorts of things, because otherwise I feel like I'm just going to be in a hole of negativity and just keep digging it deeper and deeper, and it's going to not only affect me but also the people around me, because, like, no one likes a negative Nancy, and the more that you do that to yourself, the people around you can just feel it. Like, you know, people who just have that vibe on them, it's just, you don't want to hang around those people. And I don't want to hang around those people, and I don't want to be one of those people, but I have been for the past 20 something years of my life, and I just want to find a way to cope better than just, I don't know, just freaking out about things and to sort of go to the worst case scenario, because I just can't handle it sometimes. Sometimes it's just making yourself stressed out more over things that haven't happened yet. It's just making yourself pre-stressed for some reason. I don't know. But I guess I do that very often, and it's been a big problem, and it's come to a head very often recently, and I just need it to calm the fuck down. Because I feel like I take things too far. I'm one of those people that thinks too far, and I just connect dots that aren't supposed to be connected. I don't necessarily know how to do this in practicality, though. I think that's always the problem, isn't it? It's always having this idea and then never having the concrete methods to implementation. But I think the times where I have been positive is, one, being able to talk to other people about it, and for other people to be that sort of negativity check and sort of be like, hey, Arista, you're being a fucking dumbass. Stop going so far and being over dramatic and stop thinking it's gonna be so bad. Like, it's going to be fine, and if it's not fine, you can deal with that. And if it's not fine, then it's not going to be the worst thing ever like you think it is. I think number one is talking to people and having people be that reality check, especially when I'm starting out on this sort of like mindset change where I just haven't been used to that ever before. So to have someone else be the reality check when I can't be that myself in the first place is a really good thing. Of course, that's really hard when I'm literally oceans away from the people that used to do that for me when I was in college and stuff. But hopefully I'll have more courage to contact them when I am having a hard time or when negative things happen. So that's my first step at going about it. And number two, I think the times where I have been very positive and been able to deal with things and sort of get off that negativity train that just keeps chugging is when I can literally just stop. I started this kind of midway through college where I kind of, whenever I get into the negativity loop, the whirlpool, as me and one of my friends calls it, I kind of just need to just stop. Just, I don't need to think positive thoughts either, because sometimes that's just too much of a leap from what I'm naturally inclined to do, but to just tell myself to snap out of it and sort of having a physical, sometimes I do this thing where I clap my hands or I snap my fingers to physically do something to get me out of the whirlpool, the like third eye of sadness. I need to find a way to just stop my thoughts and to stop the train, not necessarily reroute it, because that takes a lot of effort. I think my first step is just to stop the negativity thoughts and just have it be blank for a second, because I feel like that's like it builds and it builds and it builds, and and I need to find a way to stop it in the middle of it. I think that's a big step for me to have to try to take, and just sort of whenever I'm getting into those places, just to sort of stop, literally just to stop everything and just for a minute or two, I think is a big task for me coming up in this next year and onwards. And then if I can magically somehow find my way to being able to stop those negative thoughts, maybe finding a way to go into the positive. I think I was in a psychology class in my senior year or something like that, just taking it because I needed the credit, because I was like, fuck this, I need to get out of here. And one of the things that they were talking about is people who are negatively inclined and positively inclined, they deal with stress and negative thoughts in very different ways and trying to redirect those. So negative people, they described as people who sort of sit in their feelings. So when they're sad, they go to the sad songs and let themselves cry and do these things, and they sort of elicit things and try to surround themselves in a mood that matches their own. So sad songs, sad movies, those sorts of things. Whereas positive people are more likely to try to get things that surround themselves with things that counter that. So happier movies, comedies, they're more likely to watch sitcoms and those sorts of things, as opposed to finding things that match their mood. They find things that oppose their mood. And so that, to me, is one way that I can try to make my step forward from this negativity. And I think that's been something that's very intuitive to me anyways, because I love comedies. I love sitcoms, I love stand-up, I love comedies so much. I can probably talk about a whole episode about why I love comedy and the nuances and the art that is comedy in all its forms. I could probably go on and on and on about that. Actually, maybe I will, because I find it very interesting and I really, really like that, and I find a lot of fulfillment from just watching those and sort of analyzing them. I mean, that sounds really dumb and very, like, I don't know, like, I analyze comedies, but I find a lot of joy from them, especially when they're my type of dumbass humor, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or things like, I don't know, just random ass stuff like that. I think for me, it's being able to find things like that again and find things that are able to get my mind off of the things that are stressing me out and are making me feel more negative about my situation. I think that finding people who I can be really dumb with and be very dipshitty with, is that even a word? Very dipshitty with, is really important, because I am just a person that isn't inclined to being serious a lot, and I think having people who are really silly really helps me and helps my mood and stuff like that. So that's a third step that I can try to do that I'm thinking about. And then I think the final thing would just be to actually try to have the positive outlook on things. I think that's really hard for me. Even if I am in a place where I can sort of ignore things and sort of stop the negative view train and get myself distracted from it, it's a whole other ball game to actually train yourself to think positively, to sort of be confronted with a situation where there is uncertainty and to see a situation where there are two paths that it can go down, both one negative and one positive, and to really, in the heart of hearts, believe that it's not going to be the negative one is so hard. That's something that I have never been inclined to do. It's just not in my nature. It's not where my mind goes to naturally. Some people are like that, and those, bless those people. Oh my god, you are aliens, and sometimes y'all a bit annoying, but it's honestly so good for people, and for me, it's just so hard to do that. I don't know. I used to describe it as a negativity wheel and a positivity wheel, and they're sort of like stacked on top of each other, and you're sort of like a hamster, and you're just going around and around and around and around, and once you're in one of the wheels, you kind of can't get out of them. So, like, sort of the way that negativity begets negativity and positivity begets positivity, once you get into one of those wheels, once you are in one of those, it's just momentum. So if you're thinking positive thoughts, it just leads to more and more and more. If you're in negative thoughts, you just get more and more and more. But it's so hard to just stop that train, and it's so much effort to stop the momentum and then shift the direction. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's easy to keep going in the direction that you're falling. It's hard to get back up and go the other way. And genuinely believing in yourself and in the situation and having faith that things are going not necessarily to work out for the best, but having faith that it's not going to crumble and die and it's not going to be the worst of the worst of the worst is something that I really need to work on. I think for some people, the way that they achieve this is through religious faith. I think a lot of people, I come from a Catholic background, but I am not necessarily as faithful as some other people. But I think that that's a big draw, and I understand that that's why a lot of people turn to religion, and a lot of people have stayed in religion, and I think that it's a big, I think that's a big draw, and I understand that a lot, because if you can use that as a way to feel like things are going to be okay, and it's a way for you to keep from the negativity and a way for you to be able to take a breath when you feel like you're drowning, like, I get why people do that. And for other people who aren't religious, but they can still have that positivity, it's something that still allows them to take a breath when they feel like they're drowning. And I don't necessarily know where I can get that from, but trying to be able to genuinely believe that it's okay and that things are gonna be okay is a feat for me, at least. For the people who are out there and who are super positive and everything, there was a name to this. Nope, nobody's listening to this. But theoretically, they'd be listening to this and they'd be like, what the fuck is this girl talking about? She is making this so hard. It's not hard at all. Oh my god. But things happen. Things happen, man. Things happen, and you just, it's so hard to get back up. Like those kids that like got knocked down like 7 times and then they got back up 8. I'm just like, damn, trooper, good for you. I just sat there and cried. I just sat there and cried to my mom about my scraped knee, okay? I don't know. It's something that is not going to happen very fast. And it's not going to happen very easily. And it's not something that is going to remain constant. Like, I'll have bursts of positivity and have bursts of negativity. I think I had a big long burst of negativity this year for a while, but there has been times, yeah, I just don't know how to make it a constant. So yes, I don't know if anyone would like to reply. I don't know how you would do it. Maybe. But yes, those are the thoughts that I've been having lately, especially about positivity and negativity, especially when I'm in a situation where I don't necessarily know what's going to happen, and I don't know how I'm going to react to things in the next year, and I really am hoping that I can just be more mature. Because I feel like positivity is a sign of maturity at some points, because you can't just be super nihilistic about everything and feel like the world is gonna end, because that's not how the way the world is going to necessarily spawn. And it's very edgelordy, and I hate that. But it will be a journey. And that's where I'm going off of right now. So if you want to follow my journey, please listen to more episodes. I'm so sorry. I just vomited after saying that. Ugh. Okay. That's all for me today. Bleep bleep.